Now we have in verse 3 a section, and I think probably I ought to give you something of the outline. To understand the book of the Bible, you ought to outline it. That's what we send out for every book of the Bible, outlines and notes on it. Now we have here judgment on the surrounding nations, that is, the nations that surround Israel. And that begins here now with the very first verse here, and it goes down in chapter 2 through verse 3. And there are certain nations that are taken up. Now, the first nation that is considered is Syria, and Damascus was the capital of it. Now, will you notice? Thus saith the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have thrashed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. Now, what are we talking about here? Well, may I say to you, when he says, not for just 3 and not for 4, he's not attempting to give you a list of them. He means not 3 and not 4, and he could have said not 5, not 6, for many transgressions. In other words, the cup of iniquity was filled up, and nothing now could hold back the judgment of God that was coming upon that land. Now, he says that the thing that they have done, they have used these thrashing instruments. Those thrashing instruments were sharp, and they were to beat out the grain. And that's the way that they had treated Gilead. Now, what does he mean by Gilead? Well, Gilead was on the east bank of the Jordan. It was the land that actually came up as far as the Sea of Galilee, and you have Reuben and Manasseh, rather the half-tribe of Manasseh, and Gad, the tribe of Gad. They stayed over on the wrong side, and Syria, that's right north of there, came down. Now, they had come down against God's people and just thrashed them. And he is judging them for their cruelty, for their brutality, and for their cruelty. Now, we're going to see that that has a record in the historical books of the Bible. And there's always a different reason that God judges these other nations.